Podcast One has crime and mystery with shows like Cold Case Files.
Unsure of how his victim was killed, the doctor completes his autopsy with more questions than answers.
The Serial Killer Podcast.
A little boy, as it turned out, was the kidnapped Billy Gaffney.
And crime in sports.
He's pulled over in Dallas and found in possession of a crack pipe. Let's just say the lawsuit didn't go anywhere. He didn't win.
Exclusively on Podcast One and Apple Podcasts.
Hey, it's Phil Henry. All the voices you're about to hear are performed by me. All right, well, there was a dead giveaway. All the voices performed by...
I gotta say it.
All the voices that will be performed by me, but I'm about to say... Jesus. Well, what do you mean he's gotta say it?
He's gotta say he's doing the voice.
Yeah, but he's not supposed to be here. He's supposed to be sick. You understand?
Yeah, he is. He's sick.
He's sick, but he's doing...
No, you can't. You just let it go, General.
You know what? You know what I'd like to let go of? You, from about the 35th floor I... Anyway, welcome to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. General Galen Shaw at your service. Bud Dickman and Robert Leonard is with me. And today we have John Jerryman, and we also have Chris Norton. This kid Norton...
But
I don't understand for love or money.
Just by the way, you want to...
No, clear your throat.
What do you mean, clear my throat?
Good senator squeaked.
Oh. I don't understand. Is Chris Norton for love or money? I don't know. What, is he making porn movies? Is he getting tanked over there at the... Whatever the... What is that thing?
Called Rusty Pelican.
The Rusty Pelican. But anyway, we keep bringing this guy on, and as far as I can tell, he has no visible means of support. He gets up in the morning and doesn't do anything, just wanders, and then he picks up all these women, takes them back to whatever hovel he lives in.
No, I understand he's got a pretty nice place, you know.
Yeah, he's got a very pretty nice crib. You know, a very serious crib over at, in a...
I mean, let me ask you a question. What do you mean he has a serious crib?
Well, yeah, it's a nice house.
Well, why don't you guys just speak a little English, all right?
English?
I said, God...
He's got a serious crib over...
All right, he's got a serious crib. Where's he got the serious crib?
Not crib, it's crib.
Crib. C-R-I-B.
You mean like a baby's crib?
Yeah.
Not literally, but...
All right, so where is this place?
In Manhattan Beach or Hermosa Beach.
It's either in Redondo Beach, Manhattan Beach...
Redondo Beach.
No, Redondo Beach.
Yeah, it's south of Redondo Beach.
I'm going to kill somebody.
Talk about that.
General Galen Shaw, he lives in Redondo Beach. General Galen Shaw here. You can tell I'm losing my throat already. And we're here, as you have well probably surmised by now, in support of Phil Henry, who has really gone through quite a series of downturns with his cold. Now, he's fine. He's walking around upright. In fact, he was feeling so good tonight, he went out and got a pizza. Jesus.
Man, are you kidding me?
Where?
He went over here to Topper's Pizza, and I said, you got to be putting me on. And he goes, what's it to you? And I said, because I'm going to be filling in for you tonight. He said, well, have fun. And he goes over there. He gets the extra large with cheese, of course.
Yeah. What about the toppings?
I'm getting to the toppings. He got, I will give him this. There was no meat except for, I think he got a thick pick, pork.
Thick pork pig.
Well, that's a pig.
No, he didn't. I was going to make a joke, and I blew it. He didn't get any meat. He did get, I don't give a shit what he got. All right, so we're going to do this show tonight. Bob Bakian and the traffic guys are not here. I don't know what they're doing. Probably,
Well, they're practicing flying and everything.
A lot of times when Phil's not here and they're not doing traffic, they'll practice flying the helicopter around, you know.
They're practicing flying the helicopter around?
Yeah. In other words, they'll take off and they'll fly around. And, I mean, there's been a subject of controversy, you know.
Why?
Well, because they were helping Jay Santos out with a couple things, and everybody wound up playing grab ass, and they never did do it.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask him, what do you mean they wound up playing grab ass? Are you being serious?
Well, you remember the time that Jay Santos was playing grab ass.
Yeah, I know all about that. I try to forget it.
Well... The Bob Bakian guys, they got the three helicopters, and when they get together, the Citizens Auxiliary Police wind up playing, they're flying around and playing grab ass.
Well, are they seriously trying to practice in these aircraft?
Well, no, they're helicopters.
Well, that's what I mean. Are they seriously trying to practice these helicopters?
Yeah, they are. I mean, they practice taking off, and then they start to just go, woo! You know, they try to clip each other's prop blades.
You know, they're going to kill somebody one of these days.
Well, they say they know what they're doing.
No, they don't know what they're doing. Are you kidding me? First of all, that Bacon has got a few screws.
Talk about Bob Bacon's that.
Bob Bacon's got a couple of screws loose, I can tell you that. Then you got the other guy. What's the guy? What the hell that Sky Baby is? And then you got that Sky Boy. Put it all together, and what have you got? You've got a flaming helicopter going straight down about 1,000 floors.
Oh, man.
Right into the river, huh?
Yeah, if there's a river. You better hope that when they finally do collide midair, they're in a city over which there is a body of water or something. I don't know.
Well,
I want to bring on Dr. Jim Sandler from San Diego, and in a moment we'll also have Don Mixon to talk a little bit about just how screwed up in the brain these traffic guys are.
I mean, what are you trying to do?
No, Mr. Henry didn't approve that.
I don't care whether he approved it or not. I want to get to the bottom of these guys. With me here is Dr. Jay Sandler, or Dr.
Larry Grover.
Dr. Larry Grover. God damn it.
My name is Dr. Jim Sandler. Somebody got a problem with it?
I don't have a problem.
Well, I haven't heard it said right there.
Sorry, Dr. Sandler. We've been gone for a long time.
I understand that, but my name is Dr. Jim Sandler, and I'm here to comment. Are we on the air now?
Yes, we are.
Oh, I would appreciate if somebody would tell me.
All right, well, just hold on here. And also, Don Mixa joining us. Don is in Seattle, Washington right now, doing a little packing. He's moving permanently to Los Angeles. Don, how are you?
Very good, General. Thank you.
All right, now, you've heard this Bob Bacon, and you heard the charge made here by my two underlings that Bacon has played grab-ass with the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Don, have you done any investigating in this?
Well, actually, it's a little different to be investigating something that's already part of a news organization. That would be Chopper 12 Traffic. That is the name of Bob Bacon's business. Chopper 12 Traffic has been doing traffic over the Los Angeles area now for quite some time. And in order for me to get my nose in there and to get, more importantly, get the eyes in there that I need, I have to realize I'm dealing with a news organization. So, you know, they're very suspicious about that.
All right, so how successful have you been?
Well, I've been able to talk to some of the people that told me that the Chopper 12, which is Bacon's new service, has offered itself as a traffic service to a lot of the local radio television in Los Angeles. And they've been checked out, and they do lose a little bit of their focus, their professionalism, and they do a outplaying grab ass. Somebody said they do a mean grab ass. I don't know exactly what that means.
You know, I heard the same thing, and I'd asked Bacon to come in for just a checkup, you know, and he was very suspicious. I said, when's the last time you had a physical? He said it's been a number of years, but he knows that he's at the age now where he needs a colonoscopy, and, you know, he doesn't want to finger up his rear end.
Let me ask you something. The colonoscopy, is that what it's called?
Colonoscopy.
Oh, okay. It's a colonoscopy.
I've heard of a colonoscopy. I've never heard of a colonoscopy.
A colonoscopy, don't worry about it. It exists. I'm not exactly sure.
I know what a colonoscopy is.
Right.
But what's a colonoscopy?
I said, I know it exists, but I don't feel like telling you because, you know, I just don't.
No, he feels pressured.
Exactly. I feel pressured.
All right. Well, I don't want to pressure you. So, Bacon, so we're talking about Bob Bacon here and Sky Boy and that Sky Baby. Talk about a piece of work.
Well, a Sky Baby, as you know, is Boyd Sky Baby Sweet Tan. It's a Boyd Sweet Tan is an immigrant from Sweden who'd been here since the, you know, arrival in the 1970s, and as such is able to speak with a fairly fluent American accent. The problem is that we don't really hear him speak English because he's assumed as a character of a baby. He is a short man, but he's not baby size. He's about 5'1". He can bench press 200. He's an expert pilot. And obviously, it's fun to listen to him crashing his aircraft every day on the Phil Henry Show into a water tower. But what he's actually doing is just playing a sound effect and then pretending like he's burning alive in a gasoline fire. I think in a lot of ways.
Man, are you kidding me or something?
That is about as sick and twisted a thing as I've ever heard.
Well, I don't blame the messenger. I'm just telling you.
Here is the thing about Boyd Sweetan's the Sky Baby. It went through a lot of intense negotiations because he knows what he, you know, what he wants to do, and he does it. It's a very dark kind of traffic. It's a goth traffic. One that borders, I think, on slasher traffic. Certainly, it's big event traffic. It's disaster movie traffic. But they combine the disaster, disaster with the goth and this kind of a thin slasher.
All right, so he does slasher goth traffic.
Now, that's Boyd Sweetan's specialty.
Then you have Skyboy, and Skyboy is an affable guy. He's about 5'5". He's a high school student by the name of Ricky Panderbeer. And Ricky has been working for Bob.
Ricky Panderbeer.
Yeah, Ricky's been working for Bob for 5 years, ever since he was like 10 years old. One of the youngest chopper pilots in the United States, and is pretty quick with what he does. He makes up most of his traffic. He isn't really looking at anything. But it comes across so really, excuse me, I've had a very difficult time with my jaw. Ever since I had Bell's palsy last year. If you will, you pardon me for just a moment?
Certainly. We're talking here with Don Mixa and Dr. Jim Sadler about the phenomenon of Chopper 12, which is the traffic company owned by Bob Bakian.
All right, I think I've got that. The reality, yeah. The reality is that he doesn't really do any traffic. He makes up half of it.
That's what they say about Bob Bakian, though.
Did Bob Bakian make it up?
I think Don, excuse me, I think you... Jake and
I just got done talking to Bob. Bob doesn't look at the traffic. He's reading the Bible, and he's just extemporaneously creating things. So, anyways, he's like Skyboy. But Skyboy is looking around, picking his nose, rubbing his rear end, all that. Whereas Bob Bakian is studying the Bible.
Well, let me ask you something. What's the point of these ass jackets going up in the sky, reporting on traffic that they're not looking at, they don't care about, they're making it up as they go, and what they really want to do is read the Bible and scratch their ass?
Well, I don't know. I mean,
we've tried to get close to them, and I've tried to get up close and personal, and you know me, and you guys say I've got bad breath. Okay, I've got bad breath, but I don't think that should keep a potential interview subject from sitting down with me and being candid, because I think at the end of the day, that's what we need. We need a candid view of what's happening out there in the traffic lane. So they won't talk to me. Dr. Sadler, I think, has had a couple of conversations.
Well, I talked to Boyd Sweetan, and I did talk briefly with Bakian, who blew me off and told me to get off his property because I had gone to his house.
All right, so you went to the man's home, not just to the airport.
Oh, no, I went to his house, banged on the door at about 5 a.m. He comes out, and he looks very disheveled. He's in a bathrobe and, you know, 3-day growth of beard. Turns out his wife's been gone for 2 weeks, and I can see 2 or 3 young women running around behind him. And I said to God Almighty, I hope they're of age. And he clocked me, and I mean really good, hit me really hard. It didn't knock me down, and I stayed conscious, but I got to give him points, for trying.
Well, what are you saying, man? Like, you're able to take a punch?
You took a punch from that guy and didn't drop?
No, I didn't. But he hit me hard. I mean, he hit me as hard as he possibly could in the jaw, but I just stood there and looked at him and went, did a leaf just fall on my head,
Well, see, that's it about, Bakian looks like a badass, but he's got a punch like it's just like you're hit with a rubber band or something. And especially this is the thing that Dr. Sadler likes to say. He'll say when, Bakian throws a weak punch, hey, did a leaf just fall on my head? Because it humiliates him.
All right, well, I'm not really sure why I had you guys come on with us, but this has been...
Well, you want us to talk about the grab ass.
Right.
Yes, that's right. I've got on here Dr. Jim Sadler and, of course, Don Mixa talking about the Chopper 12, the company that Bob Bakian, Skyboy, and Boyd Sweetan, Skybaby, operate out of here on the Phil Hendry Show. And it turns out they are not looking at any traffic. They're making it all up. And in Bob's case, he's making it up as he reads the Bible. I thank you, gentlemen, very much for your time and your effort. And we'll be talking to you down the line. Hopefully, we'll be hearing Bob and the guys back on the air with traffic very shortly.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much. Good week.
This is the world famous Phil Hendrick Show from the El Pacific. What's the matter?
You just went world penis.
Yeah. No, I did not. I said the world famous.
Oh.
You're a real. You know, I. You know what I. We'll be right back here on the world famous. World famous. Phil Hendrick Show. This is General Galen Shaw.
Cookies. Cookies Diner. Cookies. Cookies Diner. With eggs. Scrambled eggs. Poached. Cookies Diner. The very best breakfast that you'll get every morning at Cookies Diner. Ask for Jim. He'll walk over, stare at you, and say, "You look like a fried egg man." Guess what? That's what you are that day. Fried eggs, bacon, sausage, toast, a little more bacon, a little more sausage, toast, chorizo, more toast, another egg. You'll never get out of the joint. Cookies. Man, you'll never leave it.
World-famous Phil Hendrick Show for the El Pacifico in Southern California, reminding you to get a backstage pass, which is a subscription to our website featuring 30,000-plus hours of the greatest radio in the history of God and man on this planet. Yes, you can get a six-month, or excuse me, you can get a one-year. I spent a whole day, Jesus.
Said yesterday you wouldn't say anything about a six-month.
Well, I just did. There is no six-month subscription, ladies and gentlemen. There is a one-year or a one-month. I personally think the 1 year is worth it, but I could be wrong. Anyway, make sure you sign up with a subscription, a backstage pass to the world-famous Phil Hendrick Show, and we'll see you there. Well, it's always fun to have on the line John Jerryman. John is a singer and a man of artistic note, a great friend of Margaret Gray. And we first met John last year when he came on our program to sing some of the standards, the favorites, and he's in Los Angeles today. And we'll be here through Sunday, appearing at Hollywood Bowl Jr. And this is a benefit for polio research. Is that what that's...
Yeah.
What is that? Jim, let me get Jim Jerryman. Jim, are you there, sir?
I'm right here, yes.
What is this? What are you going...
What is what?
It says it's for polio?
Yes, of course. What do you mean?
I thought we found a cure for polio.
Well, all I know is I've been asked to sing at Hollywood Bowl Jr. this year, and it's a concert to benefit polio research.
But they've already cured polio. They've got a couple of vaccines.
Get it, get like the sugar cube one and everything.
Look, I guess you guys aren't up on the news, but polio kills a hell of a lot of people.
This isn't 1952.
Are you going to argue with me about it? This is the benefit.
What else?
And then we're raising money for venereal disease, a cure for syphilis and gonorrhea. Now that is a very, very worthy...
Wait, hold on. We've got something called penicillin. Never heard of it?
Don't ask me, all right, General? I'm just the man that they hired to come and sing. I'm sorry that Margaret isn't there. She could run interference.
Now we understand, Mr. Jerryman. Just kind of sounds weird. Now, what is Hollywood Bowl Jr.?
Now, there you go. There's a good question. What is Hollywood Bowl Jr.?
Well, General, after that big build-up you just gave it, what is Hollywood Bowl Jr.? I'll tell you what Hollywood Bowl Jr. is. It's not the Hollywood Bowl, okay? Okay, you with me?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah, who cares, man? Some people we know got beat up at the Morrissey Show.
Some people you know what?
Yeah, some people that we both know, Bun Me, they got beat up at the Morrissey Show by a couple of slobs.
They got beat up at what is the Morrissey Show?
It was a Hollywood Bowl show Friday night.
Well, I don't know. That's the crowd you get. If it's a rock and roll show.
It's more like dance music and stuff.
Well, whatever. You know, if it's one of those kinds of bands, you're going to get these rowdy punks who like to come in and do what they're going to do. But thank God he blessed me with a voice, and I sing the standards, and I sing the marvelous show tunes. And, of course, when I say I sing show tunes, I always get that arched eyebrow from someone like, ooh. And I'm very offended by that, and I wish people would stop that.
Yes, I would encourage my audience, when you go see John this weekend, don't do the arched eyebrow and stick the pinky finger in the air and go, can we hear another show tune? Because that's what he does, and it doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, don't read between the lines, as General Shaw was just saying. Now, the song I'd like to do for you is one that I actually understudied, and this is where I met Margaret on Broadway, understudying for Richard Burton in Camelot. And it's a beautiful song called I Wonder What the King is Doing Tonight.
Oh, Christ Almighty, I think this is a marvelous song.
Thank you.
into the shadows. Everyone is smiling in secret delight. They stare at the castle and ponder. Whichever way the wind blows this way, you can almost hear everyone say, I wonder what the king is doing tonight. What merriment is the king pursuing tonight? The candles at the court, they never burned as bright. Oh, what a king is up to, but fuck!
Kill it!
Kill the music! Kill the whole goddamn...
What happened?
I don't know. Is that your cigar, sir?
I'm terribly sorry.
You put the cigar right up my rear end.
Oh, man.
I'm terribly sorry. You know, I thought there was no smoking in this dump.
Where are you again?
I'm at Hollywood Bowl Jr.
You're not doing that till this weekend.
I know, but I'm getting a lay of the land. Some guy's sitting here...
What is Hollywood Bowl Jr.? Is like a smaller Hollywood Bowl?
It's the bowling alley.
Oh, for Christ, you got to be kidding.
Would I kid you? No, I'm not kidding. All right, let's get let's reboot this goddamn thing. Here it is. I wonder what the king is doing tonight. I hope he's having more fun than me. I'm John Jerryman. Oh, shit.
Here is John Jerryman now, folks.
At home, the shadows, they wander, everyone smiling in secret delight. They stare at the castle and ponder. Whichever the wind blows this way, you can almost hear everyone say, oh, I wonder what the king is doing tonight. What merriment is the king pursuing tonight? The candles at the court, they never burned as bright. Oh, I wonder what the king is up to tonight. How goes the final hour as he sees the bridal shower? The birds, goddamn it.
That's pretty good.
Thank you. Cut it. Kill it. Kill it now, would you please, in the name of everything holy?
Look at that, it's sounding pretty good there, John.
It's not sounding good.
I thought it sounded good, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you very much. What's your name?
Elton.
All right, you want me to sign that?
If you wouldn't mind.
Young man by the name of Elton.
Thank you, Elton John.
You like Elton John, he says.
Yeah.
All right, so let's do it one more time, if you wouldn't mind, General.
All right, but you realize you've convinced us.
That's fine, but let's do it one more time. I'm a perfectionist, and between the cigar smoke and some of this other stuff that's going on, with this kid that I just signed the autograph with, thank you very much, Elton. Bye-bye.
He's got a head that's kind of... It's too thin, I don't...
Say that again. Oh, it's like...
Hold on. Bye-bye, Elton. Thank you.
His head is too thin. I don't...
His head's too thin?
Yes. All right.
That's good.
Oh, Elton, you're back. Yeah, sit down. So Elton's back. The young man that I was just telling about is so handsome. Here we go with I Wonder What the King is Doing Tonight here from the Hollywood Bowl Jr. at the Hollywood Lanes here on Hollywood Boulevard in Hollywood. At home to the shadows they wander. Everyone's smiling in secret delight. They stare at the castle and ponder. Whichever way the wind blows this way, you can almost hear everyone say, I wonder what the king is doing tonight. What merriment is the king pursuing?
Ow! Fuck me! What do you think you're trying to pull? I thought I said it was down.
Kill the music. Kill everything. It's all gone to hell. Kill it. Kill it.
Now, what happened now?
This guy here. Yeah, him. Get him out. That guy saw that my zipper was halfway down and decided to go ahead and pull it up. Well, that's fine if it's...
What?
You want me to say it again? I'll say it again.
Your zipper was halfway down, and that guy with the thin head...
Yeah. Yanked it up like he was pulling a fish out of a lake or something. Oh, man, there's blood.
I have to let you go now. I've got no choice.
What is that supposed to mean?
It means I gotta get out of here. I'm not going to have you singing now after you got your thing cut in a zipper.
You have to put it that way?
Well, that's pretty much what happened.
Anyway, let me... does anyone have a napkin? A napkin and some alcohol, please. Thank you. A napkin, alcohol, cotton swabs, if you don't mind, and a syringe that I can...
All right. Thank you very much, John Jerryman. We'll see you this weekend.
Yes, I'll be at Hollywood Bowl, Jr.
There's John Jerryman here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Famous Phil Hendry Show, the El Pacifico in Southern California with General Galen Shaw guest hosting. We'll be right back.
Everybody, this is Chris Norton. I'm going to be up here in just a second talking to General Shaw and all my friends over there at the Phil Hendry Show. And I want to tell each and every one of you, I want to wish you the very happiest of Thanksgivings as well as the happiest of Christmas. And I hope you'll go and see my new film, the new Chris Norton as Restaurant film entitled It's a Quarter to Sis. Do You Know Where Your Sister Is? So make sure you come and see Rest Rod in It's a Quarter to Sis. Where's Sis? That's coming up next month from
Norton Splodes
Productions.
What a cheeseball act that guy's got. God damn. Now, speak of the devil, we have Chris Norton with us here on our newsmaker line. And when I say our newsmaker line, I certainly don't know whether he's making news or not. I just heard the promotion there, Chris, for your new film. You're going to have to give it to me one more time. It's called It's a Quarter to Six. Do You Know Where Your Sister Is?
Yeah, that's right. That's the essentially, that's the name of it. And, you know, we're looking forward to... We really think... You know, that it's going to be a a slamming movie. It has Billy Buss. It also has Samantha Slam, and with a special new up and coming new star, Bob Plug, is one of the up and covers.
What's this guy's name?
Bob Plug.
Bob Plug. What does that mean, Bob Plug?
That's his name. What does General Galen Shaw mean?
All right, go ahead.
So we got Bob Plug, and we also have a beautiful new ingenue artist. I think it's going to be one of the big-time adult film actresses, Samantha Hoare, one of the great up-and-coming new adult actresses. I think she's going to be fantastic.
Her name is Samantha Hoare?
Yeah, General. I mean, I wish you wouldn't. Every time I'm on the program, you're asked about these names. These are their stage names, you know. Like, Restaurant is my stage name. Everyone knows my real name is Chris Norton. But for the stage purposes, I'm Rex Rod.
Now, where are you tonight, Rex, if you don't mind me asking you?
You can call me Chris if you want.
All right, Chris, where are you?
I'm at the Rusty Pelican. And go ahead.
Are you roped off?
Yes, I am.
All right, so just business as usual. And, you know, I was theorizing here with the guys the other day. I was theorizing here with the guys just a few moments ago. I don't think you do anything during the day, do you?
Wow. Why would you say that, man?
Because I don't think you... I think you are working on these movies just ever so often, and most of the time, you're sitting on your ass at a bar stool that's roped off at the Rusty Pelican, drinking these rum and cokes, right?
I'm relaxing... And I'm socializing. There are a lot of women here who want to talk to me, and a lot of people who want to talk to me about what's going on with the different films I'm making. Because, you know, one of the reasons why I come to Rusty Pelican, General, okay, is I'm looking for producer money, okay? I'm looking for I'm looking for money. I'm looking for backing for the films.
Yeah, and I'll bet you find backing for a film called, what the hell is the name of this film?
It's called It's a Quarter to Six, Do You Know Where Your Sister Is?
Yeah, and you're looking for backing at the Rusty Pelican.
Okay, you know, if you want me to hang up...
No, don't... I'm not going to hang up on you or anything. I'd rather you not hang up. But let's just call a spade, son.
Well, whatever that means.
Well, I'm talking about, you know, you got a low-budget movie there. You go to a low-budget place to get funding for it.
A low-budget place? Hey, let me tell you something about Rusty Pelican so you just understand. They have a caviar bar on Thursday night. You didn't...
That's no big deal.
Yeah, most restaurants could have caviar.
What do you know about it, man? Okay, and besides, I bring a lot of the crew here.
What else have they got there in the restaurant that you think is so big time?
They have surf and turf, okay?
Yeah, whatever.
They have, okay, caviar, they have surf and turf. And they also have booze that, they have private booze for, I don't know, man.
That's what I'm talking about, man. You got to find a more high-class place to hang out at.
I'm no. Rusty Pelican has been my home. The Rusty Pelican has been the home of Chris Norton since 1996. And I've always told people,
If you want to find me, look no further than the Rusty Pelican.
And that's a real commercial for them. I hope that I hope you're taking it out in trade for free meals.
What? I don't understand.
What are you going to be giving them a big plug, man, and not get anything for free?
God, dude, you just went, what am I going to give them?
Man, you don't understand what he's saying. Why aren't you getting something for free?
Dude, I get it for free every night, man.
I'm talking about you plugging this Rusty Pelican like you have for the last 20 god shit.
Well, I mean, I do plug it, but it ain't like I'm... You don't understand. I do it to love. I do it because I love the place. They don't have to give me money. What I do ask them to do is to get hot women in here and at least let me take a first crack at it. And if not, they could go down to the Gorgonzola, you know, go down to the Gorgonzola pit.
This is the other thing I want to ask you about this restaurant. There's a Gorgonzola pit.
Yeah, that's where they make Gorgonzola burgers. So if the women are not hot, then I tell them, thank you very much. It's been very nice. You know, I mean, it's great. I mean, I don't really see myself being able to, you know, do it with you. But however, I'd like to reward you. Right down there is our Gorgonzola pit. So go down and they'll have a burger and they'll give you a napkin, whatever. I try to get rid of them as fast as I can.
How does that make a woman feel?
What are you talking about, man? I mean, some guys just tell them to take a hike. Just kick them out in the street.
But you sent them down to the Gorgonzola pit.
Hey, I already talked about this with Mr. Henry. I don't have to go through it with you. We do the best we can with what we got.
Well, it's not really how you're making money anyway.
Hey, you don't know how I'm making money.
You're making money at that pharmaceutical dump and these cheeseball movies. That's how you're making money. And you're spending most of your free time there at the Rusty Pelican, plugging them for free, hoping you get laid. And if not, I bet you they send you down to the Gorgonzola pit.
Oh, boy.
Well, don't they?
Yeah, they do, man.
Yeah, they do. You told us.
So when you don't get... When you can't hit on some chick successfully, you got to go down and sit in the Gorgonzola pit.
Hey, you're talking to Chris Norton. I get... No woman says no to me, okay? I could come in with BO, bad breath, I mean, jock itch, everything, and I probably lay like this, you know?
Yeah, you keep dreaming, pal.
No, General. I'm very good-looking. I have a cess. My cess is all over me. It's just dripping off of me.
So you can go in there with B.O., bad breath.
B.O., bad breath, jock itch, jock rash, butt, you know, anything that goes wrong with the butt, athlete's foot, and smell like, oh, God, just the bilge of a Japanese freighter.
And you'd get laid.
Just like that. Why? Because of the sensible energy. That's what it's about.
All right, Chris, I did want to ask you a little bit about some of these accusations happening in the news with Al Franken and Sylvester Stallone.
Oh, yeah, I was all set to talk about it.
But I don't want to hear any more from you. You're making me nauseous. Have a very nice weekend.
I was all set to talk about...
Chris Norton.
I mean, what are you going to do?
What am I going to do? Get some guys that can book this show. That's what I'm going to do.
Mr. Henry would have made a better interview out of that.
You know what? I don't give a damn what Mr. Henry would have done. That kid Chris Norton needs to get a job. Get out and get a job, man.
Thought he got a job.
He hasn't got a job. Sits on his ass at the Rusty Pelican and pretends like he's got some gig as a filmmaker. It's a quarter to six. Do you know where you're...
You're laughing.
No, I'm not.
Now, the world-famous Phil Henry Show tonight gets hosted by General Galen Shaw's executive produced by Phil Henry for CIPRE Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One.
See you tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, tonight is going to be the big chat. I think Phil will be around for the chat. That's tonight. Tomorrow is our Saturday cinema, and then you know how it goes. Yeah.